I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy here. Councilmember Morgan.
I have no idea if she's going to show up or not.
Councilmember Edelman.
Here.
Councilmember Weber.
Here.
Councilmember Pepper.
Here.
So today we are, we have public comments, and so those people wishing to address council can get up and have 3 minutes. We are having a public hearing, so if it has to do with a public hearing, you can wait until the public hearing portion of the meeting. Is there anybody wishing to make public comments? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment section, and we will open the public hearing. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, citizens, this is our final public hearing on the 218 budget. The state law requires that we have a series of meetings and work studies and public hearings, and we followed that. This is also the public hearing that we adopted when we adopted the calendar last year. I think that was a really good idea to go ahead and adopt a calendar. I think it helped all of us know when these meetings are going to be, and it certainly helped me. The preliminary budget for 2018 is in balance for all funds. The budget in the general fund does add about $33,000 to the budgeted ending fund balance. We strive to add a little bit each year as inflation and costs go up. It's really important that we continue to add a little bit to our fund balance to keep up with the rising cost of expenditures. And again, I've mentioned that the state looks to see, are you just pulling down your fund balance every year and spending your money and could be in danger of going out of business, and they look at that every year and measure us to make sure that we are keeping pace and that we're not just pulling down our cash and that we'd be in danger of going out of business. And they look at that if you are increasing, that you are fit. And so I'm proud to say that this budget is fit. The budget this year, I think, focused primarily, as we do every year, on public safety. That's for fire and all the fire services that we offer, our police services, our DARE programs, all of our 911, all the police, and the court, really, to make sure that that we bring people to justice and keep the bad people off the streets. Also, one of the focuses this year was building activity. As you heard earlier this evening, we're beginning to really see building activity, and the only position we've added in the budget this year is for a building official to make sure that we go through and inspect and do all the things to make sure the builders really are doing a good job and that the buildings are safe for the people that are going to be purchasing them. The budget is really also a conservative budget because we don't really have long-term property tax to add to it other than our 1% until those homes are really built, they're occupied, and they're added to the rolls. And that'll be in future years. So there will be additional revenue in future years. But this year, really, our revenue that increases more one time only as a result of the building permits that are helping pay for the building official. But the other, any other addition to the positions or other long-term costs really require a long-term revenue source to be able to fund that. So it wouldn't really be a good idea to do that until we know that those buildings are built and they're sold and people are living in them and they would be added to the property rolls in future years. We have had 4 work study sessions with all the council to go over the budget, September 28th, October 19th, 28th, and November 9th. We've had two public hearings already, one November 9th, one November 16th, and tonight our final public hearing as required by law. The budget is an important document to the city, and we welcome public input. And with that, I'll turn it over to the mayor for public input.
Please let the record show that Erica Morgan is now present. Is there anybody wishing to speak to this public hearing? If you would like to speak, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of resident and limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to speak? Jana.
Jana Thompson, Black Diamond. I want to thank May and her staff for all the work that goes into the budget. I can't even imagine how many hours they have to put into it. And then I wanted to comment on a couple of line items. I'm looking at page 10, which is kind of the general overview of the budget. I have a couple of thoughts that might not be able to happen this year, but perhaps in the future. Regarding the executive, the mayor, and the legislative, the council under expenditures, lines number 23 and 24, I would really like to see these lines be increased in how much gets spent and for council for your reimbursement of your time, as well as the reimbursement for the mayor's time. I think that as things continue, we know that in the past year, in the past several years, it's a big job being on this council and being the mayor in this city. And I would really like to see all of you being reimbursed more for more of your time. So perhaps in the year to come, there could be a little bit of a survey about cities our size that are growing and how much council members and mayors actually make so that we can have a little bit more perspective on that. But I'd like to see all of you get more money for the work that you're doing. I also want to comment on the legal services on, which is line number 27, budgeted for this last year was $20,000, and it's projected by the end of the year to be $200,000, 100% more than anticipated on legal fees. That is just sad. That is $180,000 worth of misspent money that could have been spent much more wisely someplace else. I'm happy to see that that number is projected to go down next year, but still next year there's going to be a lot of expenses because there's still lawsuits that are pending that are still being hashed out. So as we move forward into the future, let's decrease the amount of money we spend on legal fees and increase spending our money more wisely. I think that would be a prudent thing to do. So my last thought is I'd like to see this budget passed as soon as possible. So hopefully on Thursday you'll pass this budget the way it is. It's been presented really well. There's been adequate time to ask questions and have input. So it would be great to see it passed early this year and not have any more of that crisis budget meetings that we had last year, because those were stressful for everyone. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak to this public hearing? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I'd like to second Jana that we need to increase the salaries of not just the mayor, but all the council members, too. Never mind. Yeah, I know. If you doubled your salary, that would probably...
I'm not supposed to comment.
Oh, I see. I too, want to thank Mae Miller and all of the staff for the hard work they put into the budget. It's really a very good budget. You've you've all put in quite a bit of time in the work studies and in reviewing this. If there's any problems, I'm sure they would have been brought up by now. So it's should be able to pass this expeditiously. there's some notion that council did not have to, by law, have to pass the budget. And I know a Superior Court judge corrected that. In case that notion still, or corrected that notion, but in case it still exists, I want to refer you to RCW 35A33075, which is pretty explicit. It says, following conclusion of the hearing, prior to the beginning of the fiscal year, the legislative body shall make such adjustments and changes as it deems necessary or proper after determining the allowance in each item, department, classification, and fund. Now, of course, all of that should have been done by now, and shall, by ordinance, adopt the budget in its final form and content. That's a shall. You must. Unless there are things that have been brought up during the work studies, in which case those adjustments should have already been made. Also, there's a notion that, well, it makes no difference. If there's no budget, the city will keep operating. That is absolutely untrue. There are also, well, one statute I brought up. There may be others. But under 36A33160, It is illegal for the city, for any city official, department, any of the city employees to make expenditures when there is no budget. So if there's no budget, when the city starts operating again next year, it will shut down. There's no doubt about it. Any official violating that is subject to a pretty hefty fine. Thank you, and again, appreciate all the work that's been done on this and hope that it can be passed quickly.
Is there anyone, Mr. Williamson?
Andy Williamson, representing Teamsters 117, to the council. We would hopefully you would move forward with the passing of this budget at the next council meeting. There was a lot of stress to our membership last year with the continued deliberations late into the year. So there's been a lot of hard work. Mae Miller and her team and all the city staff has put a lot of effort into this, especially a lot of our Teamster members. So we'd appreciate your passage of the budget. And then next year we'll be finalizing our labor contract with the city. So with those things in mind, we hopefully that you would pass the budget, and we support the budget being passed. Thank you.
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I also support passage of this budget. However, I do see something on the horizon. All three members, Morgan, Weber, and Pepper, have made it known that they want a city administrator funded for next year. If this is what they're going to pull out at the last minute this year to hold up the budget, I would suggest, not that I think that we need a city administrator, because I don't think we do, but if they pull it out and say we're not passing the budget without it, go ahead and put it in there, fund it. Doesn't mean you have to fill it. And then there will still be cost savings because it has not been filled. So I would say if they're going to pull that, go ahead and fund it and get that off their plate. And then it doesn't have to be filled. They have no power now, but they still think they do. But this is the way it is. So I would say just fund it and move forward and then not fill it. Then we still have the cost savings from the salary. but I think we need to go ahead and pass the budget and not play the games that we played last year. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.